From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. As rescue and recovery from the storm Harvey continues in southeast Texas, the White House is assuring victims of the storm that it is not going anywhere and that money to help them will be there. Vice President Mike Pence was in Rockport, Texas on Thursday.
Even in this challenging time, the people of Texas are proving yet again that the brightest lights oftentimes come from the darkest moments. In the midst of this historic storm, the people of Texas have responded with their very best. This could well be Texas's finest hour. The road to recovery will be long and difficult, but as the president said, we will endure. We will overcome. But we all need to do our part to help our fellow Americans get back on their feet. When Congress reconvenes next week, the President will be calling on our nation's lawmakers, including all of those gathered here, to take immediate action to pass additional funding for federal disaster assistance for families and businesses affected by this storm.
Harvey slammed into the southeast Texas coast nearly a week ago as a Category 4 hurricane. It soaked the region with 130 centimeters of rain, an all-time record from a single storm in the continental United States. Harvey is now a tropical depression as it moves northeast across the Tennessee and Ohio valleys and into the mid-Atlantic. But even as the storm grows weaker and weaker, it is not going away without a fight. Forecasters predict heavy rains and flash floods from what is left of the storm over the next 2 days. This is VOA News. Even as the southern states of Texas and Louisiana struggle to recover from the hurricane, another powerful storm is gaining strength over the Atlantic and another in the Gulf of Mexico. Irma has intensified into a Category 3 hurricane and appears to be heading toward the Caribbean and southeastern United States. And the National Hurricane Center is watching an area of low pressure as it develops over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. Around 2 million Muslim pilgrims have marked the high point of the Hajj, the annual Islamic pilgrim to Mecca, by ascending Mount Arafat in Saudi Arabia. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo that Saudi security forces remain on high alert amid a variety of internal and external terrorist threats.
Tens of thousands of Muslim pilgrims made the ritual ascent to the Namira Mosque on Mount Arafat outside Mecca, braving a blazing summer sun and temperatures hovering around 40 degrees Celsius. Saudi television showed a sea of pilgrims cloaked in white cloth robes, many clutching umbrellas to shield them from the sun, climbing Mount Arafat, where Islam's Prophet Muhammad is thought to have given his final sermon. Sheikh Saad al-Shitri, addressing them at the mosque, told them the pilgrimage should be focused on God.
يجب أن يجعل الحج لله وحده. قال تعالى وأتم الحج والعمرة.
He says the Hajj must be dedicated to God alone, and that there can be no place for political or sectarian strife, which has resulted in horrible massacres and left millions homeless. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The United States flew some of its most advanced warplanes in bombing drills with South Korea on Thursday. The U.S. and South Korean military said it was a clear warning after North Korea launched a mid-range ballistic missile designed to carry nuclear bombs over Japan. That launch happened earlier this week. And the American government has ordered Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and buildings in Washington, D.C. and New York City. The State Department said the order was, indeed, a response to Russia's decision to order a reduction in the number of American diplomatic workers allowed in Russia. The department said the U.S. believes that order was unwarranted and detrimental to the relationship between Russia and the United States. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.